It's time now to head to another hot corner, parts of the valley with a lot going on. As always, let's meet our tour guide.
I am Gwen Ashley Walters, and I'm a food writer for Phoenix Magazine.
Where have you taken us today?
We are on the corner of 16th Street and Bethany Home.
We're sitting inside Lucy's Healthy Marketplace, and as you can hear, it was plenty busy. It's just one of the places you can eat and shop nearby.
There are a big concentration of restaurants and grocery stores and all kinds of local businesses here. And we're sitting right now in Lucy's Healthy Marketplace. It's a restaurant, but it's also a little market. It's amazing.
And on this corner, we are on the northwest corner. 16th Street and mm-hmm. Bethany Home. Sort of a cluster of different things. There's a bakery down the way. There's a couple other restaurants. There's a butcher shop just up in this strip center here.
Right. And a new ice cream shop. Sweet Republic has opened their third location. Their first one is in Scottsdale. And then they opened a little outlet at the airport. But then they opened this in this neighborhood.
So what makes this particular neighborhood so good for these kinds of independent restaurants, and there's some shops along here as well?
It's just really busy. There's a high concentration of people that live right behind this little intersection here. And I think I wouldn't say they're really upscale, but it's pretty affluent. It's at least middle class, upper middle class. And so there's some people that have some discretionary income and they can come here and spend it. And most people drive, though. We were talking about that a little bit earlier.
So this is a part of town that I think some folks would refer to as Old Phoenix. This is a neighborhood that's been around a while. We're across the street from Tex AZ, which has been around for a very long time.
Almost 30 years they have been here. So I would say this is a very little old neighborhood, but it's kind of seen a resurgence with you know, Lucy's coming in here about 4 or 5 years ago, and also some other ones that have kind of popped in. And there's also some chains here too, though. It's just a very, very busy intersection.
There is some new stuff here. There's a bakery just down the way here that's like 2.5 months old.
And it's called the Bakery Phoenix, but Phoenix is just the PHX. So, and there used to be a cupcake place there, and now it's this bakery, and it looks like they have cookies and pies and cakes.
Is it harder for independent places like the bakery down the way, like Lucy's, to break in an area that is so well established that people really know from years and years and years ago?
I think it probably was. I remember when Lucy's first opened that they were much more sparse in here. And now, it's, you know, I think they've grown over the years, and so they've kind of started adding more different kinds of products. People are finding it, so they're spending more time here. But, yeah, I think it is really hard to come into a new place. But, again, and like we have talked about before, when you have some excitement going on, you've got some established businesses, then other people are drawn to that and they want to come. So if Lucy's is too busy, then maybe they can spill over to the Garage, which is another little restaurant right down the way here.
Do you think it helps some of the businesses that have been here for a while to have sort of new blood in the neighborhood that attracts maybe a different kind of crowd than those places were attracting?
Yeah, and I think if you talk to the owners here, they probably are very welcoming when someone comes in, as long as they're good neighbors. But yes, because it does. It's like, you know, there's strength in numbers, and it brings in some new excitement to the area.
One of the things that struck me walking around with you before we started recording was that there's a number of ethnic type places within a very short walk of here.
Right. We've got Golden Dragon is a Chinese restaurant, and then just north of that, right next to Sweet Republic, is a Japanese bakery.
And in addition to that, there's a hardware store, there's a bookstore, mm-hmm. There's Dick's Hideaway just up the way here.
Oh, Dick's Hideaway. Yeah, so the restaurant that has no sign, but you have to kind of know it's there, which was part of the Richardson's restaurant
which
empire.
Used to be right next
it
door
did. It
here.
Was right next door to Lucy, and but they were destroyed by a horrible fire in 2009. But he has moved up north. I mean, and when I mean north, like we could literally probably walk there. It's just about 4 blocks up. One restaurant we didn't talk about that I do want to mention for sure, because and they've been here for a long time, is that's Phoenix City Grill, just a little bit south. And it's a really cool place, and I think that it's important for places like that to survive too.
Among people in the Phoenix food world, is this considered a desirable location to try to be at?
I think so. It has its own personality here. To me, it's kind of hip, but it's not snotty or it's comfortable. Very comfortable neighborhood. It's no pretension. You just come here and relax and have a good time. One other place that we didn't talk about was the Vig right across the street. They have 4 in the valley altogether, but that's another neighborhood tavern. Very comfortable, very relaxed atmosphere.
Gwen Ashley Walters is a food writer for Phoenix Magazine. We met at the corner of 16th Street and Bethany Home Road in Phoenix.